This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. With the first phase of Lok Sabha elections drawing nearer, major political parties are ramping up their campaign activities across the nation. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Gaya in Bihar this morning, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that Congress and its allies are trying to use constitution as a weapon for their political benefit. He assured that no one can change the constitution. He said the BJP has tried to instill the true spirit of constitution among people by institutionalizing the National Constitution Day in the country. Criticizing the erstwhile regime of RJD for poor condition of Bihar, senior BJP leader said RJD is the face of Jungle Raj and corruption. Mr. Modi will hold another public meeting at Rangbhumi Maidan in Purnia this afternoon. In Uttarakhand, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah is slated to address a public gathering at Kotdwar within the Garhwal parliamentary constituency this afternoon. BJP has fielded Anil Baluni for the Garhwal Lok Sabha seat against Ganesh Godyal of Congress. The campaign machinery of Congress, BSP and Uttarakhand Kranti Dal is also operating at full throttle. In Arunachal Pradesh, the first batch of polling team was airlifted with polling materials to four interior and remote polling booths yesterday. This was informed by Toko Babu, OST, to Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer in a press briefing last evening. Mr. Babu said that for the remaining polling stations, where foot march will be required, the polling teams will arrive on April 17th for their respective polling stations from district headquarters. Arunachal Pradesh is going for simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly polls in a single phase on April 19th. Bahujan Samaj Party, BSP, has announced the names of 11 more candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. BSP candidate Athar Jamal Lari has been fielded from Varanasi against Prime Minister and BJP candidate Narendra Modi. Meanwhile, the party has changed its candidate from the Mainpuri Lok Sabha constituency and gave the ticket to Shiv Prasad Yadav. In the Kashmir Valley, four people have died as a boat capsized at Gandabal in Jhelum River in the outskirts of Srinagar city this morning. The boat was reportedly ferrying minors and children of the area. According to Deputy Commissioner Srinagar, Bilal Moyuddin, the tragic event claimed the lives of four people, while three others are currently receiving treatment at SMHS Hospital in Srinagar. In response to the crisis, a swift rescue operation was launched by the district administration. India's overall exports are estimated to reach $776.68 billion in financial year 2023-24, surpassing last year's highest record. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry elaborated in its release that the overall exports in the preceding financial year 22-23 was $776.40 billion. The ministry added that overall imports in the financial year 2023-24 are estimated to be $854.80 billion, exhibiting a negative growth of -4.81% compared to the preceding financial year. It further said that the overall trade deficit is estimated to significantly improve by 35.77% from $121.62 billion in financial year 2022-23 to $78.12 billion in financial year 2023-24. In chess, India's D. Gukesh stayed on top of the leaderboards after playing out a draw against the joint leader Ian Nepomnish in round 10 of the FIDE Candidates 2024 at the Great Hall in Toronto, Canada last night. Meanwhile, Vidit Gujarati agreed to a draw against compatriot R. Pragananda. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. Earlier, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 25 runs at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.